Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Monday night, the Giants kick off the final quarter of the season as they travel down to South Florida to take on the Dolphins. For the Giants, their second consecutive AFC East foe. Since taking over as head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin is 10-3 in games against the AFC East. Two losses to the Patriots in the regular season, 2007 and earlier this year, and the loss to the Jets. Coughlin has not lost to the Miami Dolphins as head coach of the Giants. In fact, he's had his way with Miami, even with his time back in Jacksonville, winning a postseason game against Miami as well. And there's another stat for you. This marks the 21st time in NFL history that the oldest head coach in the NFL is squaring off against the youngest head coach in the NFL. Dan Campbell, the interim head coach of the Dolphins, is just 39 years of age. In that time, the older coach has won 11 of the 20 previous meetings. But Coach Coughlin, he is 3-0 in such matchups. 2008, he beat Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. He also came up with a win in 2009 against the Tampa Bay Bucks and Raheem Morris, and in 2013 defeated Dennis Allen and the Raiders. I'm giving you a lot of numbers right now, but numbers are just numbers. They're just that. It's how you perform on the field. Previous records don't really matter. So what is the crux of this situation for the New York Giants? First and foremost is they've got to be able to stop the run. If you look at Miami, they don't run the ball all that well, but in the five games that they've won this year, they're averaging 147 yards a game on the ground. In the seven games that they've lost, 58. Important number one, choke off the run game. Number two, the New York Giants have struggled this year mightily running the football. They've got to develop an attitude, a mindset, and a game plan to change that. Miami is very soft against the run this year, and if the Giants can do that, it opens up the play-action pass and should be good things on Monday night. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa.